DeJuan Harris will not be available for the remainder of the off-season program. And as we've stated, we have policy in place where we don't get into specifics of injuries at this time. So I'm confident that he'll be ready for training camp.
You guys have had a lot of success with undrafted free agents at cornerback. What have you seen from Moise Means, and why do you think you've had so much success with undrafted guys at that position?
Well, I think of the success we've had with the undrafted free agents, I mean, you have to first – look at our personnel department. It's a credit to Ted Thompson, and even more so the area scouts and getting to know the players in their area, not only on the field, but off the field, and seeing something in a player that may not be rated as high at that particular at that particular time in his career to be drafted. So. I think it's a great example of it's not where you start, it's where it's where you finish. So we've had a lot of success there, and really the credit goes to number one to our personnel department, and secondly, I think you have to look at the opportunity and the approach that is given to younger players in our program. Everything that we do is designed to coach and teach to the youngest, most inexperienced player in the room, and it has had its benefits, and will continue to do so. I'm confident of that. Well, Randall Cobb, definitely he will be playing receiver. We look for him to be, part of our primary focus as far as our approach to game planning, particularly in the passing game. Really, his special teams responsibility is really up to his teammates. So there's opportunity there for others to compete and perform. And we won't know that till training camp. And hopefully take Randall's place. But we've been very productive on special teams, and Randall's a big part of that. And it's really the approach that I like to play the football game. I mean, field position is an important statistic, and it's an important component of winning football games. And we're definitely a different team when Randall's is a returner. I don't do projections. I hope so. I'll be all for it. I hope they all catch 100 balls. So, we got to run the ball, of course. But I think those things are great. It's important for players to approach the game with statistical goals. And Randall's an excellent team player. He'll be given opportunities. There's no question about that. But yes, I think he's definitely has. A lot more growth in front of him, and it's exciting for how productive he's been as a young player.
How's your comfort level with Graham Harrell grown over the last year and a half? How's your comfort level grown with Graham Harrell over the last year and a half, maybe?
Are you saying grow?
It's comfort level. Your comfort level with Graham.
With Graham?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you say, is it growing or?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going deaf up there, but Graham Harrell, I think it's important. To go through, quarterback school when you're developing as a young quarterback. He clearly made a jump and improvement last year, and I see that again this year. I mean, he's done a very good job in the strength and conditioning aspect. He's a different athlete as far as, what he's doing physically this year. So, he's put in the extra work. I think that's noticeable to everybody. There's some things footwork-wise and mechanics that we've adjusted, and he's adapted to that very well. But, ultimately it comes down to performance. So he has a very good grasp of the offense. He's very comfortable. He knows the adjustments. It flows for him. But at the end of the day, Graham has to go out and perform. And that's something that we go back to last year. He didn't have the greatest training camp, but he finished strong. So. I look for him to make improvement. I look for BJ to compete with him, and BJ needs to continue to grow. He's got a lot in front of him, and he's got a lot of work to do too. So, but those types of questions and answers will really be answered in the preseason.
In what ways do you still see Aaron growing as an accomplished quarterback now and get another offseason?
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers has the opportunity to grow just like everybody else. It's not the level of play per se, but is his ability to continue to raise the level of play of the people around him. So I think he does an excellent job of that. His interaction in the meeting rooms with the quarterbacks, with the perimeter group, is higher than it's ever been. I think it's very important for a veteran established player to do that. Our veterans do that as a whole. I think Aaron's exceptional at it. He's doing a really good job helping the other quarterbacks and, you know, helping everybody. So it's important to create that environment for growth. And Aaron, it's definitely a strength of his. But, you know, he's just like everybody else. He's hit the fundamentals hard this year. I mean, there's some things, the little things that we're working on, and I look forward to carry over the field and, you know, just make sure he has the tools and resources to do what he does, and that's play great football.
Mike, has the running game's place in the game changed in recent years? Has it been reduced, or is it still as important as it was years ago?
Well, I mean, running the football is important. There's no question about it. But I think at the end of the day, the offense's responsibility is to score points, and you have to score as many points as you possibly can. I mean, that's the way I've always put together the game plan. You know, running the football as an offense also has other components. There's a training component to make sure your defense gets the opportunity to practice and train against the run. Running the football during the course of a game is another component that's important. You know, whether taking time off the clock and particularly dealing with pass rush and all those things. So I think running the football is very important from generation to generation. I really don't have a comment on that, but there's a reason why you do it. So, but at the end of the day, we our job ultimately is to put the ball in the end zone. I don't play keep away. I think there's two schools of thought when you play football. Some guys like to shorten the game, play great defense, play field position, and try not to lose it. You know, I want to play as fast as we can and throw as many punches as I possibly can and beat you as bad as I can. So that's the way we play.
Jeremy Ross got some return opportunities at the end of last season. Is it a big camp for him coming in?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, it's a big off season for Jeremy Ross. And this is what he needs. You know, you look at his arrival here and what he accomplished in a short time, you have to be impressed. So he's a versatile player. He's an excellent special teams player. And this is exactly what he needs. So this is very important for all of our young guys.
You talked a lot about the first year to second year growth. I guess what have you seen of Don Barclay in that light?
Well, you know, I thought Don did a good job playing football, especially for, you know, the amount of preparation that he had to get ready to play down the stretch run, the most important part of our season. And it's important to make sure we give Don Barclay an opportunity to compete for a job. He's earned that right in my eyes. So. He can play right tackle. He can play right guard, and you know he's doing well. But let's face it, though. I mean, the true line work will get going in training camp when we put pads on and the competition picks up. But Don's a very tough, smart, versatile player, and you love to see that in your young guys.
Mike, what are your expectations for Tremont this season? And did he play more hurt than he let on? I know the guys voted him the head block award winner, and I mean he never complains, but. They voted him that for something. I assume it's because he was playing hurt.
Well, Tremont Williams obviously set a standard of play for himself, and that's really, you know, what you want him to get back to. Now, what he's dealing with, you know, physically and all that, those are really questions for Tremont. But, you know, I always remember when we signed Tremont and how he worked his way up on a practice squad. I mean, he would be the poster child for someone to come into an NFL ball club, particularly our place. You give a young man an opportunity, sitting in the front row, taking notes, and just doing everything the right way. So, yes, he's had a significant injury in the past that he's dealt with, but he is truly one of the ultimate professionals on our football team, and we just want him to get back to play at the standard that he has set. You know, when you get into goal line situations and short yardage, and you know that's where you kind of notice big 97. So he looks good in there. But you know, really, Johnny's going through a transition period right now, as far as the volume of work that he's been given, and that's really we'll stay the course and evaluate him next week. But I think the real football evaluation for Johnny will come in training camp.
Well,
more of a plan that you've discussed with him, what you want him to do and where you want him to be between OTAs and the start of minicamp?
Well, really, it's the day by day. I mean, it's really our network and plan as far as the way we operate is, you know, the training room and the strength and conditioning and then ultimately the coaching staff, and it's in that order. You know, we got to make sure that he's healthy and we're not doing too much too fast. I mean, we do the same with any player that's been away, whether you're coming off an injury or anytime they come into your program for the first time. So, you know, we evaluate our players weekly in the weight room and the amount of work, you know, how well they did. It's really a big part of why we're practicing the way we are with, you know, 2 days with team periods and 1 day without, so we can do more work in the weight room. So, and that's actually what we'll do tomorrow. But as far as Johnny, we'll evaluate his week's work and then we'll set a plan for him next week.
What do you have planned for that? During that time off between OTAs and training camp, do you know where you're going to have him or working with anybody?
We have a good idea. I mean, there's been some conversations about where he'll train and how we'll go about that.
Mike, what do you have planned for the team tomorrow?
We're going to have a team activity. I really don't know what it is yet. So we're kind of waiting on the weather. So we're going to get in the weight room, have a team meeting, and then have a team activity.
So you have a weather, one with cooperative weather and one without, so you have two.
I think that'd be a smart thing to do, wouldn't you? Yeah. It's been raining around here a lot lately. You need to get outside. You know, I know you're working too hard.